It's that time again on a Friday when MLive presents another update from the Cold Face with Martin Krimer, publishing editor of Engineering News and Mining Weekly. Good morning, Mr. Krimer.
Hi, Caesar.
Well, the black-owned mining company Merafe wants the government to put an end to the export from South Africa of raw chrome ore. It's about time.
You know, it's about time. This is a hardy annual. We've seen them lobbying for this for some time now, and still no action from the Department of Mineral Resources or the government, the legislature. And what is happening is last year, again, 3 million tons of unbeneficiated metallurgical chrome ore went out to China. Now, that produces a million tons of ferrochrome, and South Africans then have to compete with themselves. And so they're saying, look, for the sake of jobs, and we know that President Jacob Zuma has appealed for beneficiation, and he's appealed for jobs, and those two are inextricably linked. And we see that the partners of Merafe, which is listed on the Johannesburg Stock Exchange, their partner is listed in London. It's the big extractor. And the two of them together are putting $5 billion in to a new beneficiation plant. It's called Lion 2. We had Lion 1, which was very successful in Mpumalanga. Now they've got the second phase of the Lion project. And the only reason why they're allowed to go ahead with this is because they've got special proprietary technology, Primus, which cut their use of electricity by between 33% and up to 50%. So Eskom said, well, you've bought yourself in here to getting more electricity for your expansion. But, you know, this sort of investment becomes riskier if the state continues to allow the unbridled export of raw, unbeneficiated chrome that is cutting our own throats.
South Africans are planning to build a new copper mine in the Democratic Republic of Congo. Are they trying to compete with Brazil here or what?
Well, you know, we see Metorex. It's listed on the Johannesburg Stock Exchange. Mm-hmm. It's one of the it's the only South African company that's really done much in copper in the Democratic Republic of Congo. And we know that the DRC is the prettiest girl on the copper block. Mm. And, you know, we should be in there. But, of course, when you speak to Metorex that are listed on the Johannesburg Stock Exchange, they say their neighbors are Australians and Canadians and North Americans. So the South Africans are not really getting into the territory there. And now we see that at least Metorex is showing some ambition. They've turned the corner, you know, with their Ruashi project. And collectively, they're producing about 54,000 tons a year of copper. They've also got operation in Zambia. But now they're looking to another new mine, Kinsenda. The Kinsenda project, which will be a billion rand investment. So, you know, it's not shabby. And their partner will also be the state coming in the form of Sidimiko. Those people from the DRC were in Johannesburg recently, and they're firming up the second mine now for Metorex in the Democratic Republic of Congo, around which South Africans should be showing more ambition. Mm. I mean, we know that the future of Chile, which is the biggest producer of copper now, is going to decline. The grades are declining. The volumes are declining. The next big area of action for copper and with cobalt credits is the Democratic Republic of Congo. And I think that the JSC should start gearing itself up to be the main financier of that development.
Currently, it's Canada really that's doing a lot of the financing, isn't it?
Well, you know, Toronto raises a lot. On all the world bourses, you get activity related to that area. Mm-hmm. So people are recognizing this as a future copper producer.
Brilliant. Well, the government is walking the tightrope of being both player and referee in South Africa's already tarnished mining industry.
Well, you know, we've got a situation where everybody who's watched the World Cup knows that there's a big difference between people who play the game of soccer and the referee. Mm-hmm. Now, what we've got in South Africa, and we saw it launched on Saturday, and the President Jacob Zuma launched it, and he said clearly that the South African government is no longer just going to be a regulator in the mining industry, but it's also going to be a participator, and it must participate more. And I think that South Africa is going to have to take a serious look at this, because at the moment, the legislative framework is such that the government is the regulator, so the government becomes the player and the referee. I think what they need to do with this new legislation is to hive off a regulator that's at arm's length, like Eskom has got a regulator. You need a separate regulator here, because you can already see the anomalies developing. I mean, at the very function, from the platform, you know, we had the Minister of Energy, that's De Pere Peters, saying it would be wrong. It would be wrong not to show bias in favor of this new state-owned company, which is the African Exploration Mining and Finance Corporation. Now, she was sitting next to Susan Shabangu, the minister of the Department of Mineral Resources, who has said, no bias, no preference. We have not shown.
Don't you just love South Africa?
You know, and so, and we also had, while we were sitting there, I mean, as journalists these days, you get bombarded while the president is speaking, you're getting your emails on your laptop from the National Union of Mine Workers, who are saying nothing about us without us. Why weren't we invited to this? And we are the workforce. And then you also had the president saying to Sizwe Madondo, who's the new CEO of the African Exploration Mining Finance Corporation, that he must employ local people. So again, you see these influences coming in. Yeah. I think we need to really work out a fair framework here and make sure that the government, if it's going to be player and referee, at least there should be some regulator with an arm's length, as Eskom as a regulator and others, and they should provide for it within this new legislative framework which they're working on now.
Thank you very much. Indeed, that is Martin Krimmer, who is publishing editor of Engineering News and Mining Weekly. He'll be back at the Coalface at the same time next Friday. Thank you very much, Martin.
Thanks, Cesar.
Yeah.